This, thought Pell Kenzie, was more like it. For 10 weeks she had effectively been in charge of International Space Police Force operations on the Moon, and there was at least another 10 weeks to come. More if investigations aboard the Edgar Rice Burroughs didn't go to plan. That was nearly 5 months without Nathan looking over her shoulder. Even better, it was 5 months without having to put up with Colin Deavis. She leaned back in her chair and swung her legs up onto Colin's desk. He would have an absolute cow if he could see her, but he was 150 million kilometres away and she didn't care. The truth was, she wasn't in charge. Priya Basu was, but the chief superintendent was having to spend most of her time babysitting the new interim moon base coordinator. No, Kenzie chided herself, that wasn't fair. It was hardly a surprise that they didn't have people queuing up to take over that post. The Earth space agencies were apparently drawing up a shortlist of possible candidates to interview, but in the meantime, someone needed to handle the day-to-day running of Moonbase, and Angus Roberts had been the man who'd drawn the short straw. Kenzie had watched him disembark from the shuttle when he'd arrived just over a month ago. He'd had the look of a wombat caught in the headlights, almost literally given the amount of press attention that his arrival had generated, and Kenzie agreed with pretty much everything that the journalists, and indeed everyone on the moon, was saying. On paper, Roberts was a good, solid choice. He'd been part of the European Space Liaison for years. He'd been on the ESL feasibility committees for the construction of both the Charles de Gaulle and Moonbase. But he was too old, and outside of what had been little more than a sightseeing trip on the Orient Express a decade ago, he had zero off-world experience. That, as far as Kenzie was concerned, made him a liability. And the activist group, Mother Earth, who had been vehemently opposed to humanity's move into space, had demonstrated all too clearly the way terrorists would exploit any vulnerability that they could find. Chief Superintendent Priya Basu was helping Roberts learn the ropes, and she was finding it a full-time job. She had complained, of course, and Kenzie couldn't blame her. She was a senior officer in the International Space Police Force, not a nanny. But in the end, it had been made pretty damn clear that she had no choice in the matter. The senior Moonbase administration were in no mood to be argued with. Priya's misfortune, however, had turned out to have a silver lining. With the two other senior officers off the station, Kenzie had been promoted to acting deputy, and with the chief superintendent spending most of her time in the coordinator's office, she had a free hand to run the place as she saw fit. It had turned out pretty good, too. The last couple of weeks had gone well for her. The new recruits tended to treat her with a lot more respect than Nathan or Colin had ever done, and they'd had a couple of good results with cases recently. Nothing major, just petty thefts and a couple of fistfights. Routine police work. But after the major incidents that they'd all been through over the last few months, getting back to some kind of routine was exactly what everybody needed. Well, what everyone else needed. Personally, she was hoping for something with a little bit more meat to it. She'd been out of the loop for too long. Since she'd rejoined the force, Nathan had been telling her that she needed to up her game if she wanted to get back to the level where she had been. And this was her opportunity to do so. If she could just get one major case under her belt before he came back. It was a shame that he'd decided to take that personal computer of his with him. If she had Box for just one day. As far as Kenzie was concerned, Box was a technological miracle, and Nathan didn't use it for half the things it was capable of. Sometimes he could be such a drongo. She stopped, suddenly angry with herself. If anyone here was a drongo, it was her. She had let her guard down and allowed the old pal Kenzie to rise to the surface. Sure, there might have been a time when she would have used Nathan's computer to pull some scam, to gain some advantage over a rival, but that wasn't her anymore. Nathan Spring had seen to that. He had made her a better copper. No, more than that. He'd made her a better person. It was just that sometimes she needed to remind herself of that.